You're listening to Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. Continuing our theme of young inventors, the sophistication of the inventions that these young folks create is nothing short of amazing. No one is building better mouse traps these days, let me tell you. Instead, they're dipping into their love of computing, of robotics, even genetic engineering to create stuff that any veteran inventor or bio lab would envy. So over the next few months, we hope to highlight some of their work, young people who are working to create new technology and devices. Even if you have an idea, are you working on something? Are you a teenager in college? Drop us a note on our website at sciencefriday.com. I'd like to hear about what you're working on. To kick things off, our first two engineers, our two inventors are teenagers, and they're student inventors from Staten Island Technical High School, right here in New York. They are members of Team TechSmart and developers of an improved wheelchair design. Now, we've all seen wheelchairs of various designs. Well, this team has something unique. Let me introduce them. Rebecca Kekalishvili is a senior. Oh, she was a senior, right, Rebecca?
Yes.
Until this morning. You just graduated this morning.
I did.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Do you know where you're going to school?
Yes, I'm going to MIT next fall.
Good for you. Congratulations. Tom Stillwell, who has completed his junior year.
Yes.
You're looking forward to, do you know where you want to go to school or what you want to do?
Well, I'm looking into actually performing arts programs as well as engineering programs.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I actually really enjoy the dramatic arts performing, so I'm looking into doing that as well as engineering, maybe in a double major, possibly at New York University.
Wow, we have a very big focus on science and the arts here on the show, mm-hmm. So we're going to keep watching you. tell us, describe your team's invention. We have a photo on our website. We'll talk about that later as Flora comes in on our video pick of the week. But tell us about this wheelchair and how the idea. Why a wheelchair?
Well, we looked around and we decided we had to identify a problem that needed to be solved. And one of the major organizations that we work with is Staten Island Project Homefront, which sends materials overseas to troops. And many of the veterans there that were wheelchair-bound described that they had a problem combining comfort as well as maneuverability in their wheelchairs. So we decided that maybe we should engineer one that could combine both. So our wheelchair actually has two parts to it. It has a omnidirectional drive system, which allows the wheelchair user to move in four cardinal directions as well as being able to shift left and right. Hmm. Which many wheelchairs can't do now, and it also has comfort control. And by that, it has the ability to cool and heat itself through the use of ambient air, rather than as you would normally find in like a car seat, where the leather actually heats up. It has ambient air that blows through a porous membrane on the wheelchair. It has that. It also has pressure relieving system, which cycles airflow throughout the wheelchair to inflate certain parts of it at different times, so this way to relieve pressure, which normally would cause bed sores on wheelchair patients. And it also has a vibrating massage system to help relieve some of the stress of sitting in a wheelchair all day.
Wow. Rebecca, how do you take that idea and go to actually making?
One day, Stephen Rail, who is our robotics mentor, pulled aside the robotics group, and he told us about a Lemelson MIT Inventing Grant. Of course, at first we didn't have an idea, and Tom just told you how we came up with one. Our first step was to research the technical aspect behind the problem. So we went to the Staten Island University Hospital and we spoke with experts in the field. Mm-hmm. We contacted manufacturers and we talked to them about different parts in a wheelchair. Once we got the funding from the programs, we immediately ordered the parts. In fact, some of the parts that we ordered were we already used in FIRST Robotics.
Dean Kamen's FIRST Robotics competition. So you sort of tested them out there.
Yes. We're thinking about our robotics experience and how we could relate it to this innovation. So we took the different pieces and we put them together. We got the control system. One of the biggest problems with coming up with an invention is getting the different specialists in the field.
Right.
So we had to put together a capable team. We have a mechanical team, a programming team, electrical team, and then we have the people who write the grants.
And how many students work on this together?
There's about 12 people on our team mainly. We have people, like Rebecca said, that do all different things. They specialize in different areas. Like I know that personally I did public relations as well as the financing, taking
care
of everything.
That's important. People don't think about that. You got to get the money. You got to get the publicity for it.
Right. And it's important to have, because all those things were able to go along together, and that's the benefit of having a team. You can have all of those things going on at once rather than one person who could sometimes feel overwhelmed with all of that.
And I can see you are not afraid to talk about it. I can see where your theatrical career is coming. Because I too was in high school, I was in a theater, and so I'm able to act out on the radio now. Like, you know, it gives me an excuse. So what happens to the invention now? I mean, do you actually have – we'll see a video. Flora's coming in to show us. Are people interested in helping you market this or make a product out of it?
So as you know, we designed two prototypes.
Right.
As soon as we finished prototyping, we actually entered another competition with NYU Polytechnical Institute at NYU. Mm-hmm. So this competition was more geared towards the business aspect of invention. We're working with business plans and patenting. As a result of this competition, we actually got a patent lawyer. So over the summer, we're going to be looking into the business aspect and the legal work to maybe make this product marketable.
Mm-hmm. And these things you had to learn on your own.
With the help of our mentor.
I mean, there's no one. You don't start out in grade school and say, "Oh, I have to learn how to be a patent attorney or find one or do all this kind of stuff." What's the process like? Is it fun or is it sort of very hard for you to do it? The learning process.
It would have been hard if we didn't have such a great team. Mm-hmm. That is why we have about 15 people working on it right now. Different people contact experts in the field, and we get advice from different sections.
Mm-hmm. 1-800-989-8255 is our number. We're talking with Rebecca Kekalishvili, excuse me. And she's from Staten Island, graduated this morning, Tom Stillwell. And joining us in just a couple of seconds is Flora Lichtman with our video pick of the week. She's here to talk to us about that because Flora actually went down to Staten Island, right? And
absolutely
did a video.
And these are the stars of our video right here in the studio with us. Tom and Rebecca showed us how this wheelchair works. Tom even demonstrated the massage function for us.
Yeah, and it's you look at this video. It's up there on our pick of the week up on Science Friday's website. And you watch how you guys made this, and I'm just blown away by all the different aspects.
Yeah, I mean, I went in, and Rebecca was like, "Oh, yeah, we just programmed it in C++, and I was like, "I don't even know what you're talking about." I mean, I do kind of know, abstractly. How did you do that? Did you have to do a lot of research to learn how to do sort of the programming and electrical side, or yeah, how does that work?
Well, as you know, we have two wheelchairs. The first wheelchair actually shows you the comfort control wheelchair seating. And then the second one features the omnidirectional aspect. So the C++ work came into the omnidirectional wheelchair. We actually used an onboard computer called the Serio from NI Instruments, which was provided to us by FIRST Robotics. That computer is programmable. And we actually used our FIRST Robotics software and programmed the wheelchairs in accordance with the three-axis joystick.
So you took the joystick and you made some – you programmed code that will tell the motors where to go, basically?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pretty much this joystick, as I just told you, has three directions. You can go forward, back, side to side, and then you can twist it. So depending on how you handle the joystick will give different signals to the computer. Yeah.
And the thing that's amazing about, besides all the different, you have the air built into it, the vibration part built into it. You also have the wheelchair can spin in a complete circle around itself, and it sort of can slide sideways. How did you design that? How does it know how to slide? How can it slide sideways on it? Sideways, a wheel only turns forward and backwards, not sideways.
So if you take a look at the video, you will actually see that we use special omnidirectional wheels that we purchased from Andy Mark. Those wheels have not only the main axis, which can go forward and back, but also little wheels on the side, which can go sideways.
The little ball bearings or something? Like they turn
somewhat like that.
Something like that. Tom, when you ran into problems, when you know, as you're saying, we need the part, we need some advice, were you able to ask for help from other companies that could give you the answers? I mean, if you needed that, how did you find the wheel, for example, that was the right wheel?
Well, one of the problems that we encountered was that different than FIRST Robotics, where everybody was very helpful because they knew that you were participating in the FIRST Robotics competition. Now we were entering into a new playing field, really, because we were going into the corporate aspect. So asking another corporation what the power on their motor, for example, was very difficult information to obtain, because when you would call them, they wouldn't really want to reveal some of their quote-unquote trade secrets. So a lot of the problems that we encountered were just finding simple information like that that normally would be readily available. But now that we're going into the whole patenting aspect and financing aspect, it's becoming more and more difficult to get information.
Yes. This is the hardest part.
And one of the good things that we hope to do in the future is that we're actually partnering with a new company that's going to create this program called IQ4, which is basically going to be like LinkedIn and Facebook combined, where you can talk with, say, a professor from Texas A&M and ask them a question, and within a few hours they can get back to you on it. So it'll be really helpful.
Let's go to Deborah in Marquette, Michigan. Hi, Deborah.
Hi.
Hi there. Go ahead.
My father spent the last 10 to 12 years in a wheelchair, and it was the most primitive that you can imagine, and he got pushed around, basically. And I always thought, why didn't he have a scooter? Why didn't he have a scooter? And I think this generation, the elderly are so ignored, and they deserve so much more. When I heard this invention, I started crying. I really feel like you guys are so thoughtful, and it's the most worthwhile invention I've heard of in a long, long time, and I just really commend you. I think it's just amazing.
You should see the smile on their faces.
I just think it's great, and you know, I think I want to say one thing. Before it was stolen, I had an 84 Mercedes, and they have a patented non-leather fabric that's really breathable in their cars, and so you might want to check that out.
Rebecca?
Thank you for that advice. And actually, speaking of the fabric, one of the features on our wheelchair is non-bacteria fabric, which actually passed the 50,000 double rub test. So not only does the fabric not wear, but it also has porous material. And because we use heating and cooling functions, that porous material really helps. But thank you very much. We'll definitely look into it.
Thanks
a lot.
You're
welcome.
This is Science Friday from NPR. I'm Ira Flato here with Flora Lichtman and Rebecca Kekelishvili, and also with another student from Staten Island Technical High School, who is they've just created this great wheelchair. Tom Stillwell, Rebecca, where do you come up with all this information? I mean, she mentioned this about some sort of leather, and you already knew what she was talking about. I mean, do you just pour over this stuff? You live and breathe these inventions? And
you know, I wish I was born with this knowledge. However, I have to give a lot of credit to my teammates. We did research collectively.
Right. And what's interesting is about that when you not only just built it, but you went out in your research to find out what was needed. You said you went to a hospital to see what kinds of things a wheelchair should have, like being able to, when you sit in it a long time, you're going to get bed sores.
Right. Well, one of the things we saw was that at Staten Island University Hospital, they had these beds that would send air to inflate different parts of them at different times to relieve pressure in the patients. And technology like that had never really been used before in a wheelchair. So we thought, well, why not take that and use the same concept in one of our wheelchairs? So it really helped just observing what worked and then putting it into the wheelchair scale.
Mm-hmm. It's got Larry in Auburn, California. Hi, Larry.
Hi, it's Laurie.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
That's okay. I'm just thrilled to listen to all this. What I want to know about is parental involvement. All these children are so impressive, and they're not children. I mean, they're really very adults. How much involvement did their parents have, not in the project, but as they were growing up? Were they left to their own devices, or were the parents, you know, extremely involved and encouraging in various directions?
Great question, Laurie. Let's get an answer. Thanks for calling.
Well, actually, one of the things that my parents have actually spoken to me a lot is that they wanted to allow me to make my own choices and to experience and experiment on my own. So a lot of times my parents wouldn't necessarily help me with all these different projects because they know they wanted me to be able to, one, experience all the problems for myself, but again, take all the credit for myself and have that fulfilling feeling at the end. So this way it wasn't so much that I would be doing my homework or doing a project to appease them, but more so for myself because I knew that I wanted to be able to have the accomplishment of doing it.
Rebecca, you?
one of the things about being on any robotics or technical team is that this work takes a lot of time. And a lot of parents would have a problem with their children staying up late and doing work. But I think parents should really just give freedom to their children when it comes to invention.
Were you always interested in invention since a kid? It's very young?
I cannot say. So actually, I became interested in invention when I joined the robotics team in my freshman year of high school. Before that, I wanted to become a lawyer.
Rebecca, you said during when we visited the school that invention, you thought invention was scary, and then you changed your mind. But maybe you talk about that a little bit.
Well, when somebody comes to you and tells you that you have a $10,000 grant to do anything, all of these ideas run through your head, and you really don't know where to start. And until you get a team together, you really don't know where to go with it.
But it wasn't scary after you started. You had analysis paralysis at the beginning.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
It's just that putting all the pieces together takes time. And at first, you really don't know what to do at all.
Yeah.
You take it step by step, and as you deal with those steps, it becomes easier.
Mm. Anything past now? Are we past the cherry into another invention, or you still got a long way to go with the legal and the patenting and all that kind of stuff?
Well, while we do want to do the patenting, we're not stopping because of the legal work. In fact, our next step is maybe biomonitoring. What we want to do is implement Bluetooth technology into the wheelchair industry. Because, as you know, many people who are confined to wheelchairs suffer other medical problems, and we want them to be able to contact a hospital immediately as soon as they experience any problem.
And you could do this with Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why isn't that the great idea?
Exactly.
Smart. This is as simple.
That's why they're there, Flora and Wood.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
As simple as looking at your cell phone and taking the same concept and putting it into the wheelchair industry.
Well, I wish you both good luck.
Thank you.
And
thank
we'll
you.
Check in. Mind checking back? Tell us how things are going, okay?
Please.
As things go. All right. That was Tom Stillwell from Staten Island Technical High School here in New York, also with Rebecca Kekashvili. And they have created this incredible wheelchair. Our video pick of the week, it's up there on our website at sciencefriday.com. You can see the wheelchair up on the left side of our website. Flora went down there, Staten Island. It's a terrific video. And I'll tell you, this wheelchair and these kids are going to blow you away when you look and take a look at it on our website. That's about all the time we have for this week. Our senior producer is Annette Heist. Charles Burke was as our director. Our producers are Christopher Intagliata. I'm sorry, I am Russian. Catherine Wells, Alessio Bayak. Sam Flato is our production assistant. Our intern is Ian Chat. Neil Rausch is at the controls here in New York. Have a great weekend. I'm Ira Flato in New York.